Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. I'm your host, David Boyle. Calling in remote, Bill Boyle's back in studio in Monticello. Bill, how's the weather there?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's cold. It's not southern Arizona like you're enjoying, but it's beautiful November day. Just what November ought to be, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. Hope you're enjoying that. And I guess it'll get colder. We'll see.
Hey, we just received notice that there's been a traffic accident and traffic on Highway 191 north out of Moab is at a standstill. Apparently, a possible fatality on North Highway 191 just as you're leaving Moab. And traffic's been backed up for the last hour. So slow going if you are traveling north on Highway 191 through Moab this morning.
Well,
yeah, just got word of that. And those of you who are in traffic know it very, very well. But those of you who are not, be aware that there's traffic delays, significant traffic delay going north out of Moab on Highway 191 this morning.
Do you know how far north? I mean, are people able to get to Arches, or are they able to...
Apparently, it's right near the Element Hotel on 1400 North Highway 191. So it's right there in that bottleneck. There's really the only road leaving Moab to the north, and it appears to be blocked and backed up.
Wow. Well, we'll be interested to hear any updates on that, but thanks for finding that out for us, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for Rocky Brome for calling it in.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 2. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. It's November 21st, which is Election Day in Utah, of course, normally. Not the case, but is this year, as the special congressional election in Utah had a governor declared Election Day moved back a couple weeks. But it is municipal elections in southeastern Utah. Looking in Moab City has three council seats up for election, and there's five candidates. Amongst them, Caitlin Myers, Colin Topper, Tawny Knudsen-Boyd, Brad Woodford, and Patrick Robbins. So, again, that's the ballot in Moab today. Also, three seats up for election in Monticello. Candidates include Kim Henderson, Jeremy Hogard, Nathan Chamberlain, Kirk Crowley, Ron Skinner, and Max Smith. In the town of Bluff, there are four candidates for two seats: Jennifer DeVia, Wes Shook, Britt Hornsby, and Gary Lichtenstein. So, again, Election Day, if you live in those municipalities, don't mail your ballot today. Yesterday was the last day you could have them postmarked. If you haven't mailed in your ballot, though, it's not too late. You can drop them off throughout the area at the clerk's office. Or you can go in person and vote today as well.
Yeah, of course, those election date is changed as a result of a congressional election in southwest Utah. And so there's only the municipal elections. But that's not only, that's big elections. Municipal government affects our lives probably more than the faraway Washington, D.C., as much as we may want to complain about Washington. So these municipal elections, we're going to watch them close, and we'll give you some results in the morning.
Very good. Yeah, we'll have those on the morning show tomorrow, and be interesting to share. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including, we talk about elections. Of course, they already happened in Colorado in that earlier time, November, at that, as a result, they had elections to the different entities, including the Mancos School Board, at their latest meeting. According to a report from Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal, they had new members sworn in and given board-assigned roles. part of a short meeting, Democratic processes moving forward. You can read more about those assignments, the folks elected, in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at other news in the Red Rock listening area, Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin announced yesterday that a project, as Nigrin signed a $6 million contract with Southwest Indian Foundation on Friday afternoon. The agreement will seek to expand the foundation's facilities, enabling them to construct more homes for Navajo citizens and veterans. It's all part of a move to address housing needs on Navajo Nation. President Nigrin's office noted housing scarcity poses a significant challenge for the Navajo people, and the initiative serves as a beacon of hope. The partnership promises to provide safe and comfortable housing options, according to Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin's office. So housing always an issue, top of mind in the area, and that of course, extends and includes the Navajo Nation.
Yes, we got a little bit more news on that accident just north of Moab. According to UDOT, this happened at 5:42 a.m. this morning, and it's still causing all sorts of traffic snarls. However, I just got a photo of they're hauling off a car and a UPS truck, which apparently hit one another and caused it and was blocking both lanes of traffic. So hopefully that will begin to alleviate here. Traffic may begin to move. UDOT estimates the anticipated end time of the incident is 11:40 this morning. But a lot of time, that's once they clear the road and traffic can start moving again, it may be delayed a little bit, but it's not stopped like it apparently has been for quite a while. Thanks to those who are sending information about this too, because again, if you're in it, you know about the delay. But if you're traveling in that direction, just be aware that there could be delays. But apparently, I'm getting information that says they're beginning to clear the accident scene, and so hopefully traffic can begin moving soon.
Yeah, and like Bill mentioned, on that location, that is a choke point, so there's not, you know, they can't divert traffic another way around it. So yeah, if you're traveling that way, be prepared to slow down and probably stop, depending on your timing of when you get to Moab or when you head out north of Moab.
Yeah, apparently if you've been coming into or out of Moab for the last several hours, you've been impacted. But once again, the truck and the vehicle, this two-car accident apparently has been cleared, and maybe traffic can start moving again. Boy, I tell you, we've got these choke points. We had one a few weeks ago there south of Moab on Blue Hill that stopped a lot of traffic, but there were a few alternate routes if you wanted to go through Hanksville or LaSalle Junction. But it'd be a lot of backtracking to move around this tiny little area where there's only one road that heads north out of southeast Utah.
Very interesting. Well, we'll be sure to update folks as we get more information. You are listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Hi, I'm Susie Schuster, sportscaster, wife, and mom. My family's always on the go. So when a cold comes on strong and we need to get a good night's sleep, we trust Vicks NyQuil. NyQuil's severe honey flavor provides fast, powerful cold and flu symptom relief, and it has a dreamy, honeylicious flavor that I love. When a cold keeps you up, try NyQuil's severe honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed and keep out of the reach of children.
Black Friday is now a game day. The Dolphins take on the Jets in the first ever Black Friday NFL game. Stream for free only on Prime. Black Friday football. Dolphins versus Jets on the day after Thanksgiving. Coverage begins at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/watch Black Friday football for details. Sponsored by the NFL.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, 9:20 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got some sponsors to thank, Bill.
Yeah, the morning show is sponsored by Redtail Air Connections, which offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. If you've got a flight later on this morning, you may make it. We've received several notices that traffic is moving slowly, but at least it's moving through that accident site just on the northern edge of Moab. Apparently, there was a fatality involved in this two-vehicle collision.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good at all. Not good at all.
Yeah, terrible. So, I'm sure we'll see some more info on that in the coming hours, days, and weeks. Good to know that traffic is moving. It's been stuck for much of the morning there on the north end of Moab.
Yeah, and we're starting, Thanksgiving it seems to be starting a little bit earlier and a little bit earlier every year. And I know there are people on the road here on a Tuesday morning, on the way to over the river and through the woods, I guess.
Yeah, over the Colorado River. That's right. That's the next thing right there. No, you got to go a while before you get to some woods, though.
Yeah, but people are putting some miles on. I tell you, travel. I think it's also impacted by people can work remotely, so instead of just going over to grandma's for a day or two, they can go a few days early and still work for a couple of days before the holiday. But anyway, if you're traveling today and you're going through Moab, the long delays are apparently over and traffic is moving, though moving slowly.
Very good. Thanks for that update, Bill. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings throughout the area, including the latest out of Monticello City, where members of the Monticello City Council weighed in on the Manti-LaSalle National Forest draft revised land management plan and draft environmental impact statement at their latest meeting. At that meeting, San Juan County Public Lands Coordinator Nick Sandberg shared that the county had written a comment letter on the drafts. Sandberg also gave background on the plan to update the Forest Service plan for the first time since the 1980s. I've talked about before San Juan County's comments on that six-page letter, including comments and updates on descriptions and values, as well as county reasoning for its lack of support behind any recommendation of a wilderness management unit in the county. Monticello City Council heard that report and that update and gave support for that letter. They wanted to include a comment noting the city's concerns that the new plan will continue to allow expanding water infrastructure and potentially a new reservoir. In that, as part of that report, Sandberg did share that there should be no changes to the Monticello-Blanding Municipal Watershed as a result of the plan. But City Council wanted that concern noted. You know, with that, members of the Monticello City Council also received an update on their current plans to expand water infrastructure on the forest. City Manager Kaden Kulo shared that the city has amended contracts with Jones and DeMille Engineering to do survey work for new pipelines to divert water from recently purchased water from Spring Creek. Depending on the weather conditions, the projects could break ground in late spring of 2024. Members of the council also heard a proposal from a resident for a disc golf tour course. Brian Taylor moved to Monticello about a year and a half ago. Taylor shared that the sport is growing in popularity with multiple courses in Blanding, Moab, and Cortez. Also shared the project is relatively low cost for installation of nine poles with metal baskets attached and no course maintenance needed. He also shared he previously raised funds and organized volunteers for installation and would help organize the estimated $3,000 needed for the project. The proposed course would be located at the Victor Mill Tailings Park, contained in a relatively small area by the upper parking lot and along that hillside. Yeah, members of the council gave verbal consent for Taylor to pursue the project further. Members of the city council also signaled their support of the city purchasing new maintenance equipment for the Hideout Golf Course. That's all part of the latest Monticello City Council meeting. See a more full report in the upcoming edition of the San Juan Record.
Very good. Great report, David.
Thanks, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Well, of course, as part of the morning show, once again, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, and we only have one funeral service to announce. Funeral services for George Mack Lowe, age 81 of Blanding, are Saturday, November 25th at 2 p.m. at Southern Utah Mortuary in Beaver. Visitation from 12:30 to 1:30 on the day of the funeral. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Winter is upon us, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to fight off the cold. From ice melt to snow shovels and space heaters to heat tape. Say goodbye to fall with big sales throughout the store, like 25% off all outdoor patio furniture. And announcing the gigantic bucket. On November 24th, everything you can fit in your bucket is half off. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Emery Telcom is your local advantage, providing the fastest internet in the area for the best price. This time of year, Emery Telcom is especially thankful, not only for our many blessings, but specifically for all our customers and employees. This season, take advantage of some of the many benefits that come when you sign up for Emery Telcom e-fiber internet. Free installation and equipment with no term contracts. 2 months free for new customers and up to $30 off every month for qualifying households. Give us a call right now or visit emerytelcom.com. Emery Telcom, your local advantage.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Moonflower Community Cooperative, Moab's number one location for high-quality, healthy food choices. Stop by this holiday season to check out our fresh deli, hot bar, and local Ruby Ranch grass-fed beef. Become a Moonflower member and enjoy discounts and specials throughout the year. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day at 39 East 100 North, across from the post office in Moab. Happy holidays from the Moonflower
Co-op. Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, 9:30 a.m. on this November 21st day.
Yeah, we are listening to Incense and Peppermints by Strawberry Alarm Clock. That was the number one song 56 years ago today in 1967. It's kind of a strange song. I guess someone else wrote the song and the band hated it. Just hated the lyrics. They thought the lyrics were dumb. So the lead vocal was sung by a friend of theirs, not even a member of the band. And then, of course, as so often happens, this became a one-hit wonder and the only song that they're really known for, remembered by 56 years later, was not sung by their lead vocalist because he hated the lyrics. So mm-hmm. Anyway, that's kind of an interesting story. So I looked up the lyrics, and sure enough, they're kind of dumb. To divide the cockeyed world in two, throw your pride to one side, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view. Anyway, but it was a big hit. It was their only hit. So that was 56 years ago today. Strawberry Alarm Clock. On this day in 1620, 41 passengers of the Mayflower signed the Mayflower Compact, in which they all agreed to abide by the laws of the government that they were planning to set up. So that's kind of cool. November 21st, 1873, the first hot air balloon with a crew aboard flew over Paris. So hot air balloons, relatively new. Today is National Stuffing Day. With Thanksgiving just around the corner, today is the day to perfect your stuffing recipe. And boy, there's lots of options with stuffing. So I don't know, I'm always intrigued by these right before a big holiday. So it was like National Candy Corn Day right before Halloween, and it's National Fireworks Day right before the 4th of July. Anyway, today is National Stuffing Day. It's also Entrepreneur Day. An entrepreneur is a person who takes a new idea or invention into a successful innovation. The name was coined in France, of course, in 1800 by Jean-Baptiste, who said, "The entrepreneur shifts economic resources out of an area of lower and into an area of higher productivity and greater yield." And I think that's a sign of a good local economy, is if you have some entrepreneurs who are trying to do things a little bit different than before. So, kind of a cool day. Actress Goldie Hawn was born today in 1945. Goldie Hawn is 78 years old today. That's just crazy. She burst onto the scene in Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, a TV show in the late 60s, early 70s, where basically her job was to be silly and to dance around in a bikini. So that's how we first got to know Goldie Hawn, and now she's celebrating her 78th birthday. Had a lot of film success. Writer and actor Harold Ramis was born on this day in 1944. He wrote Ghostbusters, National Lampoon Animal House, Meatballs, Caddyshack. Great, great writer and pretty successful actor, too. He was also in Ghostbusters, of course. He died in 2014. And singer Björk was Bjorn today in 1965 in Iceland. So she's 58 years old. She's had some significant success in the musical field and has a significantly interesting name. Birthdays today for Laura Timmerman, Monty Christensen, and the late Laverne Young. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. I hope they have a good one. And we've been kind of light on birthdays. We'll probably have quite a few tomorrow, though, as we'll have a long weekend coming up.
Yeah, so
morning show.
So we'll have a big morning show tomorrow, but then that's it for us for the rest of the week. Thursday and Friday, we're taking some time off to enjoy the weekend, so we'll have lots of birthdays tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, and we have a new business who's joined the job fair. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNA. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. You can contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, we'll send you to the rest of the on-air job fair and be back with the sports reports.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions. including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, prosecutorial assistant, and corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Perron role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers slash social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including director of nursing, operating room RN, and registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech and food services associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Jennifer Davila, Britt Hornsby, Gary Lichtenstein, Wes Shook.
Hi, I'm Susie Schuster, sportscaster, wife, and mom. My family's always on the go. So when a cold comes on strong and we need to get a good night's sleep, we trust Vicks NyQuil. NyQuil's severe honey flavor provides fast, powerful cold and flu symptom relief, and it has a dreamy, honeylicious flavor that I love. When a cold keeps you up, try NyQuil's severe honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed and keep out of the reach of children.
Black Friday is now a game day. The Dolphins take on the Jets in the first ever Black Friday NFL game. Stream for free only on Prime. Black Friday football. Dolphins versus Jets on the day after Thanksgiving. Coverage begins at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/watchBlackFridayFootball for details. Sponsored by the NFL.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. It's a very light week, of course, due to the Thanksgiving holiday, but the big one is coming up on Friday when the Mancos football team plays for their first ever Colorado State Championship against Haxton in the eight-man title game. It's a big rematch. The Fighting Bulldogs gave Mancos their only loss of the season back in September. Kickoff is set for 5 o'clock Friday night at the CSU Pueblo Thunderbolt. two events set for today are the only other activities this week for our local teams. The San Juan girls basketball team is paying a visit to Manti, and the Grand County swim team is at Emory. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, November 21st, 2023, 9:46 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Denver Nuggets last night were in Detroit taking on the Pistons. They got the 107-103 victory. Reggie Jackson, the leading scorer for Denver in that game. Our other regional NBA teams are in action tonight. The Phoenix Suns hosting the Portland Trail Blazers at 7, and the Utah Jazz will be in L.A. taking on the Lakers tonight at 8.
Very good. The morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Also, we have a morning show sponsor of Redtail Air Connections, offering weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and thanks to our sponsors, and thanks to you, the listener, for listening to the Red Rock Morning Show. With that, that'll do it with the sports report and this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.